Humans have a deeply ingrained tendency to judge others by their actions while judging themselves by their intentions. This asymmetry shapes how we interpret behavior, assign blame, and construct our sense of moral identity. When we observe others, we see only what they do, the outward, visible consequences of their choices. When we evaluate ourselves, however, we focus on what we meant to do, the context we believe justifies us, and the internal narrative that casts our actions in a favorable light. This imbalance is not accidental. It reflects fundamental features of human cognition. Actions are concrete and observable, making them the primary data point for judging others. If someone interrupts, fails to follow through, or causes harm, we infer character traits such as rudeness, laziness, or malice. Psychologists call this the fundamental attribution error. We overemphasize personal flaws while underestimating situational factors. Yet, when we ourselves interrupt or fail, we instinctively explain it away. We were stressed, misunderstood, rushed, or well-intentioned. The same behavior is filtered through radically different lenses depending on who performs it. This asymmetry becomes more problematic when we consider the unreliability of memory and perception. Human memory is not a faithful recording device. It is reconstructive and highly susceptible to distortion. We misremember events, exaggerate our good intentions, and unconsciously edit out details that threaten our self-image. Cognitive biases such as confirmation bias and self-serving bias reinforce this process, encouraging us to recall evidence that supports our preferred narrative while dismissing contradictions. Over time, these distortions can harden into false memories that feel subjectively true but are objectively inaccurate. Cognitive dissonance further compounds the problem. When our actions conflict with our values, we experience psychological discomfort. Rather than revising our self-concept, which is costly and threatening, we often rationalize our behavior. We redefine our intentions, minimize the harm caused, or shift blame onto external circumstances or other people. This process happens largely outside conscious awareness, making it especially powerful. As a result, very few people can look at themselves with sustained objectivity, particularly when moral failure is involved. The social consequences are significant. Misunderstandings escalate because each side feels morally justified. Conflicts persist because everyone believes their intentions were pure, while others' actions were flawed. On a societal level, this asymmetry fuels polarization, as groups interpret their own behavior as necessary or defensive, while viewing opposing groups as malicious or corrupt. Recognizing this human tendency does not require abandoning moral judgment, but it does demand humility. If we acknowledge that our access to our own intentions is imperfect and our memories unreliable, we may become more charitable toward others and more critical of ourselves. True self-awareness begins not with defending our intentions, but with honestly confronting the impact of our actions and accepting that objectivity is something we must actively strive for, not something that comes naturally.